السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله، Allah has blessed us in so many ways. How can we enumerate and encapsulate the countless bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Really, we have to appreciate our Allah's bounties upon us. And no matter how grateful we may be, we can never fulfill the haqq of Allah. سبحان من لو سجدنا بالعيون له على حما الشوك والمحمي من الإبر لم نبلغ العشر من معشار نعمته والعشير ولا عشرا من العشر سبحان من هو أنسي إن خلوت به في جوف ليلي وفي الظلماء والسحر. And then he says, سبحانه من مليك النافذ القدر. He says, by Allah, if we fall in sajda, even on hot pins and needles, thanking Him all our life, we would never even encapsulate or be able to fulfill a tenth, nay, a hundredth, no, a thousandth, not even, from the countless bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the beautiful favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having occasions like the Jalsa, Ya Allah, with so many righteous, pious people from far and wide, ulama, kiram, come and attend such an amazing environment that enhances the environment, that allows us the opportunity to sit with the righteous, to sit with the pious. May Allah preserve our pious, righteous buzrugane deen. May Allah enable us to love them, to value them, to appreciate them, to learn from them, to benefit from them, to take their message and to share it with the world. Because they are an embodiment of the Qur'an and Sunnah. As Hazrat Uqbat ibn Nafi' rahimahullah, and some say he was Sahabi, but many say he was Tabi'i, but Hazrat Umar relied on him, even in the presence of Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. He was a relative of Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, the great Sahabi and conqueror, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhum. But this great personality who took Islam deep into Africa, Ya Allah, among his words as he was leaving this world were, in the year 63 Hijri, he said, don't let anything deprive you of the deen, meaning Qur'an and Sunnah. Don't let anything deprive you of Qur'an and Sunnah. And secondly, meaning no matter poetry or whatever it may be, Qur'an and Sunnah is priority. And number two, don't take debts. Live simply, don't take debts. Because it is a worry by night and a disgrace by day. And take the counsel of the ulama and do not look for loopholes. And subhanallah, there was such a beautiful advice of the great Ottoman Sultan Tughrul. And similar to that is the words of Uthman, his son, where they advise their successors, saying to them, among the many advisors, فَاتَّخِذْ مِن مَشُورَةِ عُلَمَاءِ الدِّينِ مَوْئِلًا. Make mashura with the ulama, kiram. That should be your resort. Not the people of this world. Subhanallah. So keep the company of the righteous, the pious. Allah in the Quran says, O people of Iman, ittaqullah, acquire Allah's consciousness. And be with the righteous, be with the pious. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And Allah says in chapter 63 of the Quran Kareem, about the dying man who will beg Allah to come back to this world. And he'll say, Allah, if you send me back, فأصدق, I'll give more for you. My time, my wealth, my status. Meaning a person will want to give whatever Allah has given him in this life. And he will want to give that for Allah. He will want to invest that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Musa Sahib today in the masjid was quoting Hazrat Maulana Umar Paranpuri's beautiful incident explaining the hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, that anyone in Akhirah, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرْ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ, even the people of Jannah would regret the time that passed them without the dhikr of Allah. مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. So he narrates this beautiful incident, an anecdote, where there were this group of people passing this dangerous jungle. Somehow they got detained in that deadly, dangerous, disastrous, horrendous area. And as they were passing, it was late at night, they felt some stones with some shine to it, but it was so dark they couldn't analyze the reality of those stones.
And they started picking up a few. Some said, let me just keep two or three. Others gathered and accumulated more, 100, 200. Others put 5 or 10 in their backpack. Others said, no man, we don't need, this is just going to burden us and delay us more. And they carried on their march, their hike, until they get to a certain point where, alhamdulillah, they were rescued. And when they were rescued, they were told about how fortunate they are to come out alive. That is such a dangerous, deadly area that they were detained in. And it's such an area, despite having such valuable, precious stones, no one enters there. And then when they analyzed the stones that they had picked up, they realized that these are precious stones, each one worth millions. Then Hazrat Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullahi would explain that even the one that picked up two would regret, why didn't I pick up more? What about the one who picked up 100 and 200? That person would also regret that, why didn't I pick up more? Allah has given us the opportunity in this world to increase in the dhikr of Allah, in ibadah, in amal, in dawat, in spreading Allah's deen, in doing more for akhirah. And the value of this will be seen in the afterlife. Another lesson, subhanallah, Hazrat Marana Mufti Abdul Malik Sahib, hafidhahullah, subhanallah, how fortunate Allah has blessed us to be in his company. He is such an erudite scholar of hadith, a master in the sciences of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How amazing, subhanallah. Ahlul hadithi humu ahlul nabiyyi wa in lam yashabu nafsahu anfasahu sahibu. The students of hadith, they are the family of Rasulullah, the people of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even though they didn't accompany him in person, but they always, night and day, accompany his Mubarak words and breaths. Alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Such a great scholar who studied in Bangladesh, and then he went to Pakistan and studied under great scholars, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rashid Nu'mani, rahmatullah alayhi. Then when Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of hadith in recent times, who visited the ulama of Pakistan and requested for someone to come and help and serve and study and make khidmah in studying the sciences of hadith, Mufti Abdul Malik Sahib was recommended by his ustad, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Nu'mani Sahib, rahimahullah. And he went and spent over 2 years in Riyadh in the company of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, who recommended him and appreciated his efforts and wrote to his father requesting him stay longer, and how much he learned in the company of such great luminaries. And we see it in the way he explains the sciences and the efforts of bringing alive the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The importance of hadith, the importance of learning and teaching hadith and practicing the sunnah mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One interesting incident that would benefit all of us. He says, years ago, when I went to Nizamuddin to visit and meet the ulama, and I went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, hafidhahullah, and I didn't introduce myself. I asked permission to meet Hazrat, and someone came out to tell me, Hazrat is having a meal, just wait. I heard Hazrat from inside say, tell him just wait 10 minutes. And then Hazrat called him back to say, no, don't say 10 minutes, because then if we are not 10 minutes, it would be a lie. Maybe it will be a little lesser or a little more than that. So say just a few minutes. Subhanallah. How precise not to speak a lie. How many a time you and I would say, I'll see you in 5 or I'll see you in 10. But the consciousness of Allah in the righteous teaches us that even that too, we should be cautious and conscious of the fact that Allah is watching us. We have to fulfill our word. Sometimes we make promises and we don't even consider that we are to fulfill those promises. And subhanallah, our Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima rahmatullah alayhi, when I was mentioning to Hazrat today some of the words of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima rahmatullah alayhi, who also passed away in this month. We're now in the end of Jumad al-Ula. Hazrat passed away, Jumad al-Ula, it was 2007. Among his words were the importance of the maktab, ya Allah, and the importance of the masjid for the imam on the day of Jumu'ah, the importance of ulama presenting the Jumu'ah program, and the importance of maktab education, ya Allah. We find so many places where there's irtidad and people forsaking their deen. We'd find that it's always those who neglected the education from maktab level. Those who learned Quran and the basic teachings from our ustads, maulanas and appas in that tender age of maktab, inshallah, they'll never forsake their iman. They'll never forsake Islam. And we see this throughout the world, like Jordan, Egypt, where and where in the world. There's such a deprivation for people, for the masses, to learn the Quran. The forces of batil are depriving them, depriving their generations of deen through depriving them of the maktab effort. Let us make sure our children attend to learn Allah's deen. Send our children to become scholars of Allah's deen, to learn the Quran, to learn the sunnah, establish the halaqa of ta'aleem in our homes. And Allah give us all tawfiq. Attend the jalsa that is taking place this weekend, inshallah, in Newcastle. We would love and appreciate your attendance. And indeed, we would benefit tremendously, as I was mentioning to you, that ayah where one would regret dying and leaving this world, that Allah, I would spend more time with the righteous. There's such an environment of so many ulama kiram and so many righteous people. And this is in chapter 63 of the Quran Kareem. That's Surah 63. And interestingly, some information about the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Those Sahaba that passed on at the ages 63 were Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. They passed away at the age of 63. Hazrat Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhum, who was 63 when they had left this world. Allah give us love for Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.